Hello.
Hiya, is that you?
Yes.
Hiya, it's Francesca from INSL calling. You okay?
Yes, hi.
Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth on postcode for me?
That's Sidorte. My postcode is KY5-9GY.
Perfect, thank you. So just a quick call in regards to the statements we took the other day. I'm just needing a few extra details for them, that's all. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Would you be able to go through, so before I could sign the contract, so we went through how you felt and all of your emotions and things like that. Can you recall any incidents of anything that happened to you while you were there?
I was just actually thinking of that idea. She, leading up to that, leading up to going to Ipswich. I mean, my mother, father, aunties, grand, everybody used to tell us how lucky we were, we've gone for holidays, and how great it was, and how we were leading up before we went. The day that we went, I'm sure it was my mother at Tina's, and my dad was here, but he's in the car, I think, and my mother Tina's in, which was fair enough until she decided that it was time for her to go away. That was when the hell started. Because we had no idea that we were going to get away,
yeah. So why were you taken there?
Sorry?
Why were you taken into care, sorry?
Really, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, you don't know.
No, there were three of them. There were myself and my two sisters.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, don't know, and there may be alive that could tell me. Just something that sort of burst by the wayside, didn't ask questions.
Yeah.
But I remind that it was of the horrible thing, just a little reared up. I mean, I'd never ever been apart. I don't know, just a big man. And suddenly this was sprung on you, that suddenly you're on your own at a strange place, and boo, it's horrible. It's horrible. I remind that. But, but the reasons that I don't ever, I can never mind ever damn reason. There must have been a reason somewhere down the road, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah. So were the staff abusive in any way, physically or emotionally or anything like that?
Well, as I said, I was basically in hysterics, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were shouting and telling me that they're more alive in this place here. That's the woman. And I didn't even hear her. I was busy roaring and shouting and panicking, basically. Yeah. But then they threw you away in your room and put you in your bedroom, eh? Sorry?
So they put you in a room, you said?
Ah, they put you in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Because it was just, they couldn't get nothing. They couldn't do nothing with me. Came on in, I was never making that much noise. But it was near panic, yeah, it was near panic. I'd never been a sickness like my life before. Ever. And, but we never tried to do that, sorry. Which I really wasn't at that time, it was too panicky. Because I had not asked people what was going on. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened, I don't know why we were there. More knows it was hell. So, I mean, you get that upset, I was physically sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Horrible, 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 horrible. And I see when we go out, it was just something that we didn't speak about.
So do you say that you lost out on your childhood, and were you deprived of care while you were there?
Well, that might be something, you know, as I see that it's just once I realized that I was getting less. You know what I mean? And I didn't hear my sister. You know, put away somewhere else. And I just punished them. And I've been around for mine.
Did you say they punched you, did you say?
I used to get slapped because I made too much noise. As I say, I was shouting and screaming and
they would be physically aggressive because you were in the
area. I think that was a culture that there was. I think they punished you one another because they couldn't get any meaning in the
talk. Sorry, the call broke up a little bit then. What was that?
I'm saying they couldn't get known. Feeling from there, was that hyped up and roaring and stressed to the max. I kind of made it a little bit more hard after that. I don't even know how long I was in the place. I wasn't at the school, so young.
So you lost out on your education and things like that?
No, I was at the school times now. I'm not going to go through the emotions and see that again.
Yeah.
It was a fear factor, eh? Because, even if I'd been framed to do that sort of thing, it would have been so bad, but I was just born from my family house to a strange place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in regards to your statement now, so I'll just add in the bits we've spoken about today, and then I'll get your statements written up fully, and then your contract will be ready to send. Did you want me to give you a call when I send the contracts over?
Yes, of course.
Okay, it'll be within the next hour, okay?
Okay, then, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'll be in touch soon, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Anne.